If you want to donate blood at the new facility, you can call or make an appointment online. Or you can do what I did and just show up. Even though I've donated blood dozens of times before, I still have to look away when the needle goes in.
I just don't watch it.
I do not love the sight of it. Yeah, there it goes. I think the finger prick is definitely the worst part, though.
Wesley Dahlgren, Director of Collections and Recruitment for the Blood Bank of Alaska, is nice enough to sit down for an interview while I donate a pint of blood. He's based in Anchorage, but he's in town to help get the new facility up and running.
What was sort of the impetus for opening?
Getting a foothold down in the southeast. Juneau's a large population base in the state capital. So we are Alaska's blood center, so getting the state capital involved is kind of paramount.
The Blood Bank of Alaska collects, processes, and distributes blood throughout the state. Bartlett Regional Hospital doesn't have a contract with the Blood Bank of Alaska, but a few other southeast hospitals do.
Where will my blood go today? Will it be sent to a sort of a main donation center?
Your blood tonight will get sent via Alaska Airlines back to Anchorage, and it will get processed, and the components in your blood will get basically be broken down. And then that blood will get shipped as needed throughout the state.
It takes up to 2 days for blood to be screened before it can go out into the supply network. Once there, it has a shelf life of about 40 days. A donor can only give blood every 2 months, thus the need for a constant fresh supply.
So do you know what your blood type is?
I'm O, but I can never remember if I'm O positive or negative. Which one's universal?
O negative is a universal donor, so that can be given to every blood type, basically. O positive is the most common blood type.
I think I'm O positive.
And that's my blood type as well. But I can tell you right now that O positive is the most transfused blood. It's about 38 to 40% of the population. But again, only 38% of the population is eligible to donate. Mm-hmm. So we always need O positive.
Dahlgren says hospitals in remote towns like Bethel, Nome, and Barrow keep a small supply of O negative on the shelf, since they can't store large quantities. But they need donors of all other blood types, too. Dahlgren says only about 2 to 3% of Alaskans donate blood. That's a lot less than the number of hospital patients who need it. And all that blood has to come from volunteer donors. There's no substitute for human blood. After about 7 minutes, the machine beeps like I've just leveled up in an 80s arcade game. That means I'm done. A tech bandages my arm and puts my blood bag in a freezer. Dahlgren congratulates me on a quick and mostly painless donation. I'm invited to stick around for a few minutes and have a snack.
You know, a lot's changed in blood banking in the last few years, but cookies have not changed, and we want people to replace their fluids and get some of that blood sugar back up.
On top of that, I have an excuse to take it easy for the rest of the day. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.